The first division of the St. Paul and Pacific Railroad is finished, and trains have commenced to run from St. Paul to St. Anthony. Let it be recorded for the benefit of the future historian, that on the 28th day of June 1862, the first link in the great chain of railroads, which in the course of a few years, will spread all over the state from the valley of the Mississippi to the Red River of the North, and from Lake Superior to the Iowa boundary line, was completed, and a passenger train started from St. Paul in the direction of Puget Sound. Yesterday morning the first installment of passenger cars for the St. Paul and Pacific Railroad Company arrived from below by steamboat, and were placed upon the track. Invitations for an excursion trip were immediately issued by the contractors, Winters Drake and Company, and by 2:30, a sufficient number of excursionists, both ladies and gentlemen, had assembled at the terminus of the road, to fill the two railroad cars. After a brief delay, the locomotive steamed down from the station house, attached itself to the train, and, with a shriek, started on its trip towards the setting sun. It was an exhilarating spectacle. Those crowded cars of excited excursionists were taking their first railroad ride in Minnesota. The road is well built, the track substantially laid, and all agreed that railroading in Minnesota is very much like railroading anywhere else. The scenery along the route is picturesque and often enchanting. The high prairie about midway between St. Paul and the falls, at this season of the year, covered with its rich crops of grain and grass, is particularly beautiful. No very enthusiastic demonstrations greeted the excursionists at St. Anthony, but the short time spent at that place was enjoyed by them as well as circumstances permitted. After a stroll through the suburbs of the Fall City, the passengers again took their seats on the train, and it started on its return trip, making good time, and depositing its valuable freight in good condition on the banks of the Mississippi. Altogether the event was a pleasant one, and one long to be remembered.